Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be spending a lot of time talking about Apple and their electric vehicle ambitions and how those may relate to Tesla, impact Tesla. We have some new tweets from Elon on that situation, actually, so we're going to go through that. We'll spend a little bit of time talking about the S&P 500 inclusion, since this is kind of our first normal episode since that's all gone down. Then we have a couple of other interesting pieces of news as well. Alright, so Tesla stock finished the day down 1.5% today to $640.34. We're now down a little under 10%. From the $695 closing price on Friday that Tesla was added to the S&P 500 index at. Although we did have that buy side imbalance on the closing cross on Friday, it does look like from the stock price action so far this week that indexers were able to get the amount of shares that they required, maybe in the after hours session or at least by now through the beginning of this week. I would imagine they've all got their full allotment. So thankfully we can mostly move on now, though of course we still don't really know what's going to happen with all the benchmark funds, the trillions of dollars of assets there. As we had talked about last week, those benchmark funds could generate alpha or variance from their benchmark simply by acquiring shares of Tesla when they have fallen more than the rest of the index has. That is assuming they take an equal weight position at that point in time. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, but that could provide some support on the downside when Tesla is underperforming the rest of the S&P 500, like has been the case the last couple of days. I've gotten a couple questions here about the SPY, the IVV, and the VOO, three of the largest ETFs tracking the S&P 500 that we had been watching to see if they had added Tesla. Those three all have now added Tesla. SPY, IVV, as of December 21st, both reported 1.58% weight in Tesla, which means they have all the shares they need. Tesla was actually added at a weight of 1.69%, but of course that weight is going to change based on Tesla's relative performance to the rest of the stocks in the index. Remember, that doesn't mean any changes to the number of shares they have, just to the value. As for that third ETF we were looking at, VOO, that one, it's a little bit more tricky to get to the weight, but they are also now equal weight on Tesla. Taking a quick look at volume here for the last couple of days, we'll start with Friday. Friday, we had 222 million shares traded. That compares to the one-month average of about 58 million shares, so, you know, roughly 165 million shares there above the average. And of course, we were expecting the indexers to need about 115, 120 million shares or so. So with that total volume and with the volume that we've seen for the last couple of days, which has been 57 million and 51 million shares, respectively, Monday and Tuesday, again, it definitely seems like that indexing transaction did wrap up pretty much entirely on Friday. We'll continue to keep a closer eye on volume through the end of the year, then we'll probably go back to not watching it quite as closely. And just as a reminder, as we do head into the end of the year, the markets are closed early this week on Thursday for Christmas Eve, and then on the full day on Friday for Christmas Day. That early close on Thursday is 1 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, so let's move into the Apple news. We have quite a bit to cover here, but this story really started, I would say, again, this is not the first time we've had stories like this, but really started again yesterday with an exclusive Reuters report that dropped, you know, towards the end of the day and actually caused some downward pressure on Tesla as that story came out, which was about Apple continuing to work on developing an electric car. So the headline here was exclusive, Apple targets car production by 2024 and eyes quote unquote next level battery technology per sources. So they go on to say, quote, Apple Inc. is moving forward with self-driving car technology and is targeting 2024 to produce a passenger vehicle that could include its own breakthrough battery technology, people familiar with the matter told Reuters, end quote. They go on to cite two anonymous people familiar with the effort, and they say that Apple is really targeting to build a vehicle for consumers, noting the contrast there between Waymo's strategy, which is really trying to build more of a commercial self-driving fleet. Reuters writes, quote, central to Apple's strategy is a new battery design that could radically reduce the cost of batteries and increase the vehicle's range, according to a third person who has seen Apple's battery design, end quote. They do actually share a little bit more detail on those battery plans. They say that Apple intends to use a quote-unquote unique monocell design, which would free up space by eliminating pouches and modules, which sounds a little bit familiar to Tesla's structural integration. We'll come back to that point. And then Reuters also reports that Apple is looking at a battery chemistry called LFP, or lithium iron phosphate. Lithium iron phosphate, of course, nothing new to this audience. Tesla has been using that chemistry for their batteries in their Standard Range Plus Model 3 from Gigafactory Shanghai for the last few months. Probably the last important detail, perhaps the most important detail of this report, is that, quote, there is still a chance Apple will decide to reduce the scope of its efforts to an autonomous driving system that would be integrated with a car made by a traditional automaker rather than the iPhone maker selling an Apple-branded car, one of the people added, end quote. All right, so we've been hearing about Apple potentially making a car since, you know, 2014, maybe even a little bit before 2014. A lot of this has been done under the not-so-secret code name, Project Titan, And a few years back, we were seeing that Apple was going to launch a car in 2019. We've seen 2020. And then a couple years back, there were reports that Apple had sort of reorganized that project. They had fired a bunch of people and that they were no longer interested in making their own car. It's certainly clear that Apple does have some interest in the space. They've done autonomous driving testing in California that's been reported publicly. And it makes sense, right? Apple is a $2 trillion market cap company. Transportation is obviously a huge market. Big companies like that only have so many markets they can pursue that are going to provide reasonable growth. Automotive, transportation, that's one of them. And we're in a phase right now where there is disruption, there is room for entry. The problem here for Apple is that the Apple car already exists. Tesla already made that, and it's been their sole focus for the last two decades. I don't see a lot of opportunity for Apple to come into the market with a better product than what Tesla already has. Where are they going to differentiate? I mean, even look at these rumors. They're saying they're going to use this breakthrough battery technology, which I guess turns out to be lithium iron phosphate that Tesla has been using already for months. And then they talk about this monocell design not using battery modules, which is very reminiscent of what Tesla talked about at Battery Day, eliminating modules going straight from battery cell to vehicle structure. Elon Musk seems equally confused, replying to a tweet today about these rumors from Brett Winton of ARK. Elon said, quote, "Strange if true, Tesla already uses iron phosphate for medium-range cars made in our Shanghai factory, and a monocell is electrochemically impossible, as max voltage is about 100 times too low. Maybe they meant cells bonded together, like our structural battery pack?" End quote. So personally, I'm just not seeing this at all from Apple. I think they had an opportunity back when they maybe were first looking at the project, but obviously so far they have not delivered anything, and I think they have missed that opportunity. Manufacturing a car would be a significant departure from how Apple runs its business. They contract out their manufacturing, and from this report, it looks like that's what they would intend to do with a vehicle as well. And if you're going to do that, how do you expect to compete with Tesla that already has a massive head start on you and also is vertically integrating their manufacturing? Since Apple had seemingly scrapped their ambition of producing an Apple car a year or two ago, the market has only become more and more competitive. Tesla has been executing extremely well. They have made their ambitions for scale widely known. Their market cap has ballooned, so they have significant access to capital now. Probably the main advantage that Apple would have had in the past. That's still a bit of an advantage for Apple, but not nearly to the degree that it would have been a year or two ago. And not only does Tesla have good access to capital, so do a lot of other startup electric vehicle hopefuls. So what would have changed in the last couple of years to make Apple now decide to flip back again and want to pursue this? I mean, regulations are looking more clear in terms of enforcing electric vehicles. The fact that the tide has turned and this is the future is probably more clear. But I think most of that has been to do with the market's perception, not the actual reality of the situation, which hopefully Apple had a really firm grasp on when they sort of started this project back in 2014. So really, I don't see how anything has changed for the positive that would get Apple re-interested in this business from when they had decided to change directions and maybe focus more on the software and the autonomy aspect a year or two ago. So I'm putting pretty low stock in even these rumors, and even lower stock that these eventually end up leading to anything with an Apple badge on a car. As we move towards 2024, it's only going to become more difficult for Apple. It's not getting any easier for them to introduce a car. And somehow 2024 is only 3 years away, so they would need to make so much progress extremely quickly from this point in time to make that happen. I mean, look at Tesla. Yes, they went from groundbreaking to the start of production with Gigafactory Shanghai in about a year. But if we look at the time from actually signing that contract to getting to volume production, that's more like 2 years. And though the Shanghai-made Model 3 isn't identical to the Fremont-made Model 3, it is still largely a replication of a lot of those processes, rather than trying to build something from the start like Apple would be trying to do here in 3 years. And again, if they're not going to manufacture it, good luck. I mean, let's rewind to Battery Day when Elon said that, quote, "Basically, Tesla is aiming to be the best at manufacturing of any company on Earth. This is the thing that is actually most important in the long run," end quote. He has said that many times. Manufacturing is Tesla's long-term competitive advantage because eventually every company will have long-range electric vehicles and every company will have autonomy. So you can put me firmly in the camp that we will not see an Apple-branded car this decade, probably never. Maybe the one potential exception to that would be if Apple were to acquire another legacy automaker and partner with them. But given the business outlook for those legacy automakers, I think that's also pretty unlikely. I think partnering with one of these other electric vehicle startups, similar to what Amazon has done or seems to intend to be doing with Rivian, is probably the only path that I could see making any sort of sense for Apple. However, I'm not sure they've got a ton of interest in that. And this is where the story gets even more interesting for today. Elon Musk tweeted today, quote, "During the darkest days of the Model 3 program, I reached out to Tim Cook to discuss the possibility of Apple acquiring Tesla for 1/10 of our current value. He refused to take the meeting," end quote. Elon has said on a couple of occasions that they were close to bankruptcy within about a month of bankruptcy during that Model 3 ramp-up, sometime between 2017 and mid-2019. I have to imagine that's really sort of a technicality. Tesla, at that time, should have been in a position where they could have raised capital and continued to operate, but perhaps their working capital did get low enough there where they were, you know, down to 4 or 5 weeks of runway. Obviously, raising capital can buy more runway, but if you don't figure out those fundamental issues, then maybe that's not going to be good enough anyway. Sounds like, though, at that time that Musk was at least concerned enough to start considering some options, like Apple. And for, you know, 1/10 of today's market cap, that would have been $60, $65 billion. That would have been, you know, maybe a 50 to 150% premium on where Tesla was trading at that time. So it's not like it would have been some insane deal, even though it certainly looks that way in hindsight. And Apple at the time would have had plenty of cash to accomplish a deal of that size. It is interesting, though, and pretty telling that Tim Cook wouldn't even take that meeting with Musk to consider that option, especially knowing that they were sort of in the middle of seemingly reevaluating their aspirations with Project Titan around that same time. Maybe they had no interest in Tesla, maybe they just didn't have any interest in working with Elon Musk, but you would think that if at the time they had had any interest in potentially acquiring a startup EV maker, they could have at least taken the meeting. So I just don't see this coming to fruition for Apple. You know, we heard for years about how they were going to develop an Apple TV set. This kind of reminds me of that. They'll probably get involved in another way, but I don't think we're going to see them make a car. And I say that as personally a big fan of Apple. It used to be 100% of my portfolio as my first big investment. But I think in regards to an Apple car, that ship has sailed. Even if long shot they do manage to actually do this someday, I think it's unlikely they would be able to threaten Tesla other than perhaps temporarily to the market cap. All right, let's move on. We do have a couple other stories, as I mentioned. First, let's round out the rest of Elon's tweets over the last few days. On Monday morning, he tweeted, quote, "Thanks to everyone who worked so hard to make Tesla successful. My heart goes out to you," end quote. Personally, I think this is probably coinciding with the timing of actual official S&P 500 inclusion, but a lot of people have theorized that maybe Elon tweeted this when Tesla achieved their goal of 500,000 deliveries or 500,000 vehicles produced for the year. So let's just look at the math on that quick. Back in early November, I had outlined a forecast for potential production of just over 200,000 vehicles in Q4. I do intend to revisit that forecast as a whole before the end of the quarter. I was trying to wait for November Shanghai production numbers, and it seems like we haven't gotten those yet. I haven't looked super closely at my forecast since then. I'm guessing it's going to come down a little bit, but if we assume that that was plausible at one point in time, which I do think it was, that would have been over the 92 days of the quarter, about 2,175 vehicles produced per day on average. So if Tesla actually hit the 181,000 vehicles that they would have needed to deliver to hit 500,000 for the year on December 21st, that would be 82 days in the quarter. So 181,000 divided by 82 would be about 2,200 per day. So linearly, it does actually compare pretty well with that forecast that I had mapped out. Problem here is that for deliveries at least, Tesla would be heavily backloaded in these last few days of the quarter. Even for me, I just got an update today and it looks like my delivery is not going to be until the 28th. And of course, I ordered back in mid-October. So as far as achieving 500,000 deliveries at that point in time, I think that's extremely unlikely. Production though actually looks like it could be even more possible. Tesla only needs about 170,000 vehicles produced this quarter to get to production of 500,000 for the year. If they had hit that on December 21st, 82 days into the quarter, and as I'm saying this, we should probably use 81 because Elon did tweet this very early in the morning, but 170,000 divided by 81 days would be about 2,100 per day. Over the quarter, if that were linear, that would mean about 193,000 produced for the whole quarter. That actually feel like is an extremely reasonable rate for them to have achieved through December 21st. So I don't think the theory is too outlandish if Elon had actually been alluding to 500,000 vehicles produced for the year in that tweet. But on the other hand, if that were the case, we may have heard some leaks out of Tesla about them achieving that at this point, and I don't think we've seen anything really credible in those regards. We are now heading into almost the last week of the quarter though, and oftentimes that tends to be when we do get leaked emails, so we'll keep an eye out for any of that. Next here, Elon did tweet a couple of times about Bitcoin over the weekend, so I kind of just wanted to bring that to people's attention. Some companies have started to convert some of their cash over into Bitcoin. The big one maybe a month or two ago was Square. So of course Tesla, with its nice new $20 billion cash pile, that question is naturally rising as well. So Elon had posted a meme that we won't repost here, it was a little inappropriate, that sort of alluded to that, I think. He also tweeted that, quote, Bitcoin is almost as BS as fiat money, end quote, which I guess is a statement best left to the eye of the beholder to interpret. Saying almost as BS implies that Bitcoin is slightly less BS than fiat money, but on the other hand, still BS. On the seemingly more serious end, you do have Elon responding to a tweet from Michael Saylor, who is the CEO of MicroStrategy, which is actually taking a $1.7 billion position in Bitcoin, who had tweeted at Elon, quote, if you want to do your shareholders a $100 billion favor, convert the Tesla balance sheet from USD to BTC. Other firms on the S&P 500 would follow your lead, and in time it would grow to become a $1 trillion favor, end quote. Elon asked in reply, are such large transactions even possible? So we'll see. Definitely intriguing. Personally, I wouldn't mind converting over a little bit of that cash to Bitcoin. Beyond that, my conviction would be relatively low. I don't follow the space right now closely enough, but it's a very interesting period of time for Bitcoin right now. It is sitting at all-time highs as some of these large businesses actually do start to take a stake in Bitcoin. For more on that, Gally over on Hyperchange actually just interviewed Michael Saylor about this topic, so you could go check that interview out. Last quick thing from Twitter, we've talked about this in the past, but Elon did reaffirm that they do intend to offer full self-driving as a subscription, and he says that would be early next year. Last quick thing for today is just a quick update on the Tesla daily schedule. So I will be traveling and at home on the 24th and 25th through the weekend, so tomorrow will probably be the last episode for the week. I will keep an eye on things. If anything crazy happens, maybe we'll do a live stream. And then the following week is going to be a bit tricky. As I said, Monday the 28th, that's when I should be taking delivery. I'll definitely be off on the 29th for other things, and TBD then about the rest of the week. So just stay tuned. I'll try to give as much information as I can ahead of time, but make sure you're subscribed, sign up for notifications so you don't miss anything. And then if you want updates on the schedule, I'll probably share those out on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. Again, thanks for listening, and I will see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, December 23rd episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.